in Tamil Bays is Rafil Ma'anoshim Shoyim Zaytim Zem Kos Mishnoisha. A person can make a Mechiz and Shabbos by people standing next to each other as long as there's less than three coffins between their legs. So that's considered lovehood, and then you have a full Mechiz. Rafil Shem Ha'achim Kashun Mechiz and Be'nei Mishnoisha Sayyotim. Even they're walking also, as long as they're walking in a fashion that there's always less than three coffin between the legs, and that's considered mechitza. And Mr. Burke wrote in that also, if the person wants to tell you, and there's some enoch excrement in the room, if you have people standing there, it also makes mechitza, as long as it doesn't get there, doesn't smell it. Who should I eat? Should I say mechitza? But few echemeni is there also. It has to be that none of the people that are making the mechitza know about. So they have a meister, somebody wants to carry a sefer Torah, and he gets the rebbe to hold the sefer Torah, and a bunch of people dancing around the rebbe, a few rows of people, and you have the mechitza. But few and lo hodiyam shoyis and mechitzas atzer. In kol hakol sheyedu. Even if you didn't tell them he's making you them into a mechitza, because the chances are they can know better. If you want to also make mechitza pamachas, you already use them in the past for such a mechitza, but you ask them in mechitza. So it's a one-time thing. Once you use a person for this type of mechitza, you can't do it again, because then there's a good chance they're going to have that they're making the mechitza. And if the person knows he's making the mechitza, then it doesn't work. Mishnah Berurah says that use them for one Shabbos, even for the next Shabbos, you can't use it. Can't think that the next Shabbos they forgot about it because it's in the Shabbos. Says, well, in boy mitzchila shaloi v'tas, after pisha afrika chagishu eno. If they already made the mechitza, then after they made the mechitza, they realize that they are making the mechitza, then it's still alright. Now the incident is that the chila comes to make the mechitza. There's an opinion of the Rambam that holds that the one who leaves them to make the mechitza for him cannot get them to make the mechitza for him, even though they don't know, but he can't do it. Yeah. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rashi disagrees, and he says that he can set them up as long as they don't know a day on the pizza. So I think the things that we have passing the cooler like the Rashba. Says that Ainat in the pizza of Meodan Rakushat Sajah Shatat. This trick of making the pizza out of people can only use one is extenuating circumstances. To shop a dove effort is what they're having. They thought of Lahirusham Tidoika should be a double pizza, and that's the pizza of Meodan should be a god. The person forgot something is just a rabbit. So the Lashon of the Ramah sounds like it's better to have little children that don't understand about carrying the Shus around. They should bring it without a Mechitza, even though they bring only the Issa of carrying down the Mechitza. It's better to do that than make a Mechitza from the other. Now, the problem here is you're not going to tell a teenager to do a Malach on Shabbos. So we're talking about a case that's mentioned in the Gemara. They bring kids to play around over there, and when they see it, they'll bring it back by themselves. Ask the papers that doesn't belong to the father of the child, because otherwise the concern is bringing back the Torah Chagobi. Some type of thing that he assumes he can bring back for himself. We know that he's bringing back for an adult Jew, like his father, and not enough, they have to father to be moicha that he should not bring it back. Yeah. As we know, a child is not a child's good.